begin to see a different world.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you and yours are safe and warm and you don't have to drive anywhere. Because you have to pay so much to fill her up. Are you driving 45 minutes to and from work? I mean, each way? That's the average in the United States. If you are and you drive an SUV, woo! Guess you're not buying those extra packs of cigarettes or the six-pack that you use on the weekend to forget your troubles. Somewhere you got to save some money. I mean, actually, it's not funny. A lot of people are feeling the pinch and then some, because unless they're getting reimbursed by their company, now some companies are even trying to change that policy, you're definitely paying more. $4 in some cases, but most people are paying in the neighborhood of at least $3.60, $3.70 for a gallon of regular. That's if it's regular that you're driving. The average American drives about 15,000 miles a year using about 750 gallons of gas. So let's say you plunk a dollar extra in there on that gallon. That means you're in a hole, my friends. Anywhere from $750 to $1,000 a household. That's a lot. And then depending on, let's say both of you are traveling, there's two people that are traveling. What if you're out almost $2,000? $2,000. Ooh, you could, that can buy a whole lot of hamburgers for the family, can it? I think so. All right, so also, besides pining about the gas prices, it's not even worth pining about this, but the bill is done. The Senate votes for it. Obama just has to sign it. When I say the bill is done, we're talking about the budget 2011, and it's a done deal. What's interesting, though, is the budget doesn't really do what it says it's going to do. Are you stunned by that? Are you shocked that the numbers don't really add up? Well, they don't. We talk about the cuts. We talk about the billions, you know, $38 billion, almost $39 billion. Woohoo, isn't this a great thing? Well, really, what's underneath all of this, isn't it a great thing? And the pats on the back and, wow, at least we didn't close down the government. Isn't that great that we didn't do that? What's interesting is so the House and the Senate passed the spending cuts and now it's off to Obama. Is really the amount of money that gets sliced is nowhere near what you thought. Yeah, for this year, we're talking like $352 million. And I'm correct in that. That's million out of the $40 billion. Remember, if you just think back to a day ago or think back to last week and think of a headline you might have seen, or here on America's Night we talked about it, saying that it's slicing out $39 or $40 billion of the government budget for the remainder of the year. And isn't that, you know, at least that's something. And you know, Republicans wanted $60 billion originally, and then they were going back and forth with Democrats, and it was going to be $31 billion. The bottom line is it doesn't add up to any of that. So it passes. It passes in the Senate 81-19, but it doesn't do what it says it was going to do. What's interesting is the House vote, because that was the first step. The House vote was 260-167. So 260-167. There were a bunch of Democrats that made up for, I guess, some of the defections from the Republicans who were backed by the Tea Party and voted no because they thought the cuts were too small. But in the end, the $39 billion cuts over the next 5.5 months are not that. In relationship to what we think it is, it's not. It's just millions is what we're talking about. Well, I guess better than a poke in the eye, huh? Here's what John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, who's under fire, by the way, by the Tea Party, had to say about the budget, and also Obama on the debt limit vote. Check it out.
Is it perfect? No. I'd be the first one to admit that it's flawed. Well, welcome to divided government. There are some who claim that the spending cuts in this bill aren't real, that they're gimmicks. Well, I just think it's total nonsense. A cut is a cut.
That was just an example of a new senator making what is a political vote, as opposed to doing what was important for the country. And I'm the first one to acknowledge it.
Politics as usual. Dan in Texas, you're our leadoff man. Hello.
Mistress of the night, thank you so kindly for the airtime. Okay, you remember Hurricane Katrina, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this 10-foot alligator walked into a bar during the storm, and he said, "Man, give me a double bourbon." He said, "It's the worst day I ever had in my life out there. You should see it out there. It's terrible." The bartender says, "I'm sorry. We don't serve alligators in here." He says, "Look, man, you either give me a double bourbon or I'm going to eat that girl right there." He says, "Whatever." He says, "Don't do it." He says, "You'll be sorry." He says, "Okay." Chomp, chomp, chomp. She was gone. The alligator staggered back, fell to the ground, and 2 days later he woke up. He wakes up and he says, "Man, I need a triple bourbon. What happened to me?" Bartender says, "Well, I tried to warn you. That was a barbiturate, and we don't serve alligators in here. Get out."
You are so bad. I like it, though. I like it.
Okay, here's another one for you. I heard that Hollywood is going to start a sex thing for dogs. It's called Pound the Poots, starring Jennifer Pudell and Brad Pitbull.
Where do you get your material?
I make a lot of it up. The reason that the dinosaurs really did go extinct, they all turned gay, and there wasn't anybody to appropriate the species.
Oh, Dan, you're terrible. We have to. That's it. His first joke was good. The others, thumbs down. What do you say, America? Dan. Lately he's been on a little bit of a roll. I ask you, you get the crickets, it means you have to get the hook here on America Tonight.
Oh, thanks a lot, Kate. I love you too.
Bye, Dan. That's it. Listen, I have no control. You got the hook. I can't rescue you on that joke. You are done. You're done. A laugh a minute. I'm telling you. All right, coming up here on ATN, a couple of interesting things, including our cheap movie review. Yeah, when you need an escape, movies are a good escape for me. Honestly, that is. I'm not answering phones. I'm not doing any of that stuff if I'm going to the movies. I'm just focusing it on the movie that I'm not watching in 3D. Because I don't want to watch it in 3D. But I'm just going to go and check it out. And there's a couple of good movies that are coming up. We're getting into that season where they release the blockbusters or some of the good independent movies. When you hit May, hit the spring, and then you slide into the summer, that's when sometimes it's worth it to shell out that $8 or $9 to see whatever it is on a bigger screen versus waiting for it to come out for $1 or $2. So that's coming up at the tail end of the hour. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
In 1965, this was the sound. Producers, done. One more time. Crazy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
So I started off talking about the pain at the pump and how much it would really cost you. And it's $750 to $1,000. I don't like to look at it that way. I'd rather just take it fill up by fill up. You know, here's how much extra it is a month. Although for me, I'm not probably driving as much as some of you are. If you're driving... In the Northeast, listening to us, like in Connecticut, and you're driving an hour or so each way. I actually know people who do that from Philly to New York City and back. And I know somebody in California, because in Cali, all of you that live in California know what that's like. You could actually only be 15 minutes away from another city, but it takes you with the way the traffic is on the 101. It'll take you or wherever, whichever way you go. It'll take you that much longer sometimes when you're in drive time, morning rush, or afternoon rush, it could take you an hour. 20 minutes can turn into an hour. Oh, I've been there in Los Angeles. Let's go to the other part of the world, the other side of the country, New York, and Shelley. Hey, Shelley, thanks for hanging. What's up, sister?
Hi, good. How you doing, Kate?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. People here in Buffalo, New York, our gas is, I think our gas price is what, $3.98 over here. And a lot of people in my neighborhood and friends are going to a reservation to get gas because it's so much cheaper there. That's the only way that we're surviving over here.
Wait, you're going to reservations to get gas? Is that what you said?
Yes, the Indian reservations. We go in Sanborn, New York. It's about a 20-minute drive. And they go all the way there to get gas because it's cheaper.
How much are you paying on the reservation?
Let's see, it's $3.98. Say what? About a quarter cheaper, I'm guessing.
I don't know exactly. A quarter cheaper.
Maybe a little bit more than that. I don't remember, but people are doing that. I don't know. And then sometimes their gas is good. Sometimes they add a little water. It's not all that great, but that's what they're doing just because they can't afford to run their pumps.
Oh, that's terrible. That's not worth it. Yeah. You don't want to ruin your gas tank. So you have the, it's like when you, Shelley, it's like when you go to a bar and they water down the drinks and you think you're getting some kind of a deal, but you're not really because you're not really getting any booze in the drink. Wow. Well, it might be gas. It might not.
I've heard a lot of engines have died too. So I don't know. Some people
be careful
know
with
about
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, be careful. Definitely. Hey, by the way, you're from Buffalo. Your Sabres beat my Flyers. They shut them down.
I know. I'm excited.
I'm not excited. I'm a lifelong Flyer fan. I was furious when I was watching the tail end of that game. For everybody listening, I just happen to be from Philadelphia, and I root for Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Flyers, my whole life. And I was watching that game, and Shelley, I was thinking of you, and I was furious.
I was watching the game. I was like, yeah. I've been to so many Sabres games, and I just love watching the Sabres.
Well, good for you. I hope you're going to feel the same way once my Flyers knock them out of the playoffs.
No, that won't happen.
Sure. On that note, Shelley, we're going to let you slide into that good night. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Yeah, it's sticker shock, but listen to what she's saying. People are, see, that's the thing. Nobody in America wants to pay $4 for gas, and we'll go to whatever extremes it is. You know, it used to be just getting cheaper cigarettes, I guess, at Indian reservations. I didn't know about the gas, but if they're watering it down, that's definitely not good for the gas tank. I don't think that's worth it. And it's funny what lengths people will go to. Even driving out of their way. In New Jersey, traditionally, they have much cheaper gas than New York or Pennsylvania. And you'll have people in Pennsylvania who will drive to New Jersey to get gas. But if at times, depending on where the gas is, if they really added it up, why are they driving so far out of their way to get gas? Because it doesn't really make sense. But it's psychologically, it does. There is something about filling up and you have a number. You have a high water number that sends you into overdrive. And we're near that high water number. That's why people are talking about gas. In fact, I think we've got the president. The president talked about gas prices and gas price reserves because of all the questions that are flying around and the fact that the consumers are getting a hit by this. And part of the problem is, as you know, we had somebody on talking about it the other night. The fact is, we're getting oil from other parts of the world that we don't have to be getting, where we could have jobs here in the United States, but as part of that whole drilling moratorium that was lifted, but what about the permits and how much drilling is really going on and what is not open, and the president meeting down in Brazil about a month ago, and all of the oil that we're getting from other places, that also clicks in and affects what we're paying at the pumps, affects you and I, and no matter where you live. Anyway, here's what the president had to say about those prices.
I understand how big of a strain this is on family budgets. And, you know, already we've got about $3.85.
Close to four.
That's tough. The reserves, I think, are something that we've got to be very careful about. Typically, we're used during disruptions, for example, during Hurricane Katrina when refineries just shut down. And what we don't want to do is catch ourselves in a situation, particularly when things are uncertain in the Middle East, where we're using it now and it turns out we need more later.
Yeah, bottom line is, let's open it up. Let's go through the regulations, whatever they are, and have people working, the 9 million people that work in the industry, the oil industry, doing what they do, and cut the nonsense. And it's the consumers that are getting hit the hardest by it. The consumers are getting squeezed in all areas. Look at your food bill. Take this whole month. Do me a favor. And I think some of you will be able to do this. Throw in an envelope. And I'll tell you what, if you really honestly do this and we can break it down, I will send you a book from our extensive America Tonight library. But for a whole month, just save some of your grocery receipts and tell me at the end what you're spending. what you're spending for milk, what you're spending on vegetables, what you're spending on, you know, the staples, and at the end of the month, how much you're spending on food. Now more than ever, I've seen people with coupons in their hands. Not that there aren't housewives or other people that, I say housewives because people, traditionally they're the people running the households, but it could be a man, whatever, with a lot of coupons in their hands. Now I've noticed that a lot of people are doing that. The lines are kind of slower because people are fumbling around trying to remember the coupon that they brought to the store to get the second item at half off or whatever it might be. I think it's so bad that a lot of foods now, if you notice, like hot dog buns, I saw this today, and with something else I saw, it might have been milk, there was actually a sticker on the side, take 50 cents off this, and I think it's to entice people to pick that up because they think they're saving more money. Well, I'll just automatically get the 50 cents off of this. It's that bad. It adds up so much. I'll tell you what I'm spending because I've already done this myself the last month. I'm spending almost $700 at the store. Now, I have one other person. I have a husband and a dog. and the dog is spoiled, but we can't pin it on the dog. So, and it's not extravagant, ridiculous amounts of food that we're talking about. And I started to notice this a couple of months ago. Many of you have called the show. Many of you who are drivers have said, hey, this is what I'm paying at the pumps. This is how this is. Jay called us in Kentucky and said that when he was driving through, he's noticed at how crazy it is for him to fill up and how much that's getting passed on to everyone else around the country. Things that are coming in off the truck, which there's so much of that unloading at the grocery stores, produce, whatever it is. And it's being passed on to you and I. And I bet you felt that. I bet you've noticed the things that have jumped up. Coffee? Oh, from one coffee drinker to another. Coffee is not cheap. I'm thinking of trying to grow cocoa beans in my backyard if I only had a green thumb. But as I explained, I can barely pull a few weeds out. I almost fell over for a pound of coffee. $10.90. I'm like, is there gold in this coffee? What are you talking about here? All right, it's by the numbers, baby. We can count in just a few seconds.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Topic we can count. How would you like to live to be 114 years old? Well, the world's oldest man died at 114, Walter Bruning, out of Great Falls, Montana. Boy, that is a long time. Think of what this man lived through. He could tell you all about the Civil War. I guess he did. I mean, I guess he could tell people stories about that. Because his grandfather was in the Civil War. He fought for the Union side, by the way. And he could also talk about the first building blocks. The first building blocks, what they look like, how they were developed, and all that kind of stuff. And what his philosophy, and he says why he lived so long. I'm still trying to get over the 114 and what that would feel like to be 114 years old. I saw a picture of him, too, and honestly, he looked pretty good. So he said, the secret to living a long life, you ready for this? Get your pen, write this down. He says, embrace change, even when it's bad change, even when it slaps you in the face. Eat 2 meals a day, that's all you need. Work as long as you can. Well, since they want to make the retirement age at least 70, thanks, Walter, we'll be doing that. Help others. The more you do for others, the better shape you're in. Okay. And he said the hardest thing to do, but he learned it from his grandfather, is accept death, that we're all going to die. Don't be afraid to die because you're born to die. Ooh, that's kind of a morbid way to put it. So he was the oldest man in the world and the second oldest person, according to a research group in L.A., as far as we know, he's the oldest guy, the oldest one. He was one of those guys that was splitting wood in the backyard. He worked, I guess, at the Great Northern Railway in Minnesota at some point. And I'm thinking of him going to work in 1918. In Great Falls, where he was from, was a town of about 25,000 people. And he said that it was always kind of busy. World War I was going on in Europe, and he signed up for military service, but he wasn't called up. He wanted to join the Army, and his friends were joining the Army. And I bet it would have been fascinating to have a conversation with him. Even he got a secondhand Ford. It was his first car. How much do you think that Ford cost him? I'll tell you. $150. $150 for his first car. Makes sense. 114 years old. So think of the things that he saw. I hope somebody record, and obviously some of that information we got because somebody recorded it, but I hope that somebody really took down his thoughts on all kinds of things that happened, because there's some information I think that would be pretty interesting. Not interesting for you soap opera fans. Falls into the category of we can count. It is about the number. So, One Life to Live and All My Children, two very well-known soap operas, are history. There's only, I guess, General Hospital is ABC's only soap opera, and one of only four that's going to stay on ABC, CBS, or NBC's schedule. It must be that people aren't, because of people working and how things have changed, people aren't watching the soap operas, or women aren't watching the soap operas the way that they used to. So All My Children started in 1970, and it expanded to an hour. It started off as a half an hour, and then expanded to an hour 7 years later. So 77, it turned into an hour-long show. Probably the character that, even if you don't know jack about soap operas, you might have heard of Susan Lucci, and her character was Erica Kane. So she was very famous, though, for the fact of being nominated 18 years for a Daytime Emmy Award without winning, until she finally got one in 1999. You know, when people talk about streaks, we always talk about the streaks in sports. That was a very long streak. All My Children averages 2.5 million viewers a day, so that's down almost 10% from last year. One Life to Live averages 2.6, so that's off just a little bit. And that's another one that was on the air. It debuted. One Life to Live was actually ahead of All My Children. It started in 1968. Started off same thing as a half an hour, then they bumped it to an hour. That's pretty big news, because those two shows had been around for a very long time, and I think it's just the change in the demographics and people working, and I guess not enough viewers to support the amount of actors that they have on these soap operas. It's not worth it for them that they're losing money, so they've decided that they need to make a change. Who do you think the most beautiful woman in the world is? Come on, guys. We have some chatters out there. Who would you say is the most beautiful woman in the world? Well, People Magazine, because, of course, they're the experts on that. People Magazine named Jennifer Lopez as the most beautiful woman. Lopez is 41 years old. Says she's proud that she's not 25. Her name is out there a lot more because of American Idol, and so many people watch that show. You know, I'm just talking about those soap operas and the fact that they had less than 3 million viewers. American Idol gets like 25 million. So she was judged as the top one, most beautiful. Also on the list was Halle Berry and Jennifer Garner, and Beyoncé Knowles made the list too. I'm sure she appreciates being named. Of course she does. She's an entertainer. But most beautiful, I don't know, Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Aniston, they're all around 40. No. Jolie, I think, is younger than that. But for 41, she does look good. But I don't know that I would say that she's the most beautiful. Of course, you guys would be a better better judge of that, I think, than I am. All right, let's give you one last one for We Can Count. Why not throw in something from Libya? Remember Libya and Tripoli and all the money that we've, of course, pumped into missiles? Yeah, those Tomcat missiles that we shot. And what is our involvement there? Anyway, from her father's compound, struck by U.S. bombs exactly 25 years ago, Muammar Gaddafi's daughter sent a message saying that Libya was not defeated by airstrikes and won't be defeated now. She was screaming and cheering a crowd on. Aisha is his daughter's name. She was pumping her fist and yelling out that he, you know, long live Gaddafi. And she led an audience in some late night chants from the second floor balcony of the compound that has been targeted by, that was targeted by planes back in 1986. And she was saying, leave our skies with your bombs, talking about the NATO airstrikes that had hit Tripoli a few hours before. She was on the balcony pumping her fist. Here's your number part. Gaddafi has been in power, somebody asked me this the other day, for 42 years. This is what we call a stalemate. The Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, told NATO, because she's meeting with NATO, NATO foreign ministers that are meeting in Berlin, that Gaddafi is taunting the alliance by continuing to strike cities held by the rebels that are hoping to overthrow his government. You know, this is nothing new, this stuff with Gaddafi. And how many years did I say? In power for 42 years. So now what happens? I was reading a quote today. Gaddafi has to go. He has to leave. We can't have this. This can't happen. Well, it's happening. So what's the next step? What's the play here? What are they going to do at this point? What's the mission? And they're saying the mission, and Clinton is saying this, the mission, as the mission continues, we're maintaining, this is a quote, as our mission continues, we're maintaining our resolve and unity. It only grows more important. And NATO people are saying that Gaddafi has to go to end the crisis in Libya, but they say they're not going to oust him. Well, then he's going to stay. Who's going to oust him? He's firing in the rebel territories now again. I don't get it. There's all these pro-Gaddafi rallies. I mean, good luck with that, right? Come on now. All right, so one last one. And I'm saying this is because I'm getting a text message about this. I didn't want to miss the weather. It wouldn't be America Tonight if we weren't talking about Mother Nature, but this is sad. The damage of tornadoes. Two people now confirmed dead in Oklahoma. A large tornado ripped through a very tiny town in the southeastern part of the state. And besides killing the two, about two dozen other people were injured as well. And this is when we say tiny town, you're talking about a town of 350 people. And I hope I'm pronouncing this right, but I think it's Tushka. And they say the school was among the buildings that were hit. But homes just couldn't even go back into the homes. They were just shattered. That's terrible about the people. Sirens going off. And they said it was like a bomb. You always hear people say that it seemed like a bomb had gone off. Hang with us. We'll talk to you next on ATN.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed. Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
It's funny, huh, man? Only thinks about the you got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my.
America Tonight, where you can throw in your 2 cents on gas prices or falling asleep on the job like the air traffic controllers. Have you ever fallen asleep, nodded off? Be honest. Ever just had to have that cat nap? Went into the closet, the broom closet, closed the door, and fell asleep. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I mean, you know, here's a great chance to get in shape. Just walk everywhere. I'll be at work in 5 hours as soon as I get there. Got my sneakers on, got my backpack. I'll see you as soon as I can make it down, as fast as my feet can get me there. Charlie in Kentucky. Charlie, thanks for hanging. Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Well, first thing I want to answer is your question about gas. Here in Kentucky, as you know, we all work at the plant, and I do drive a Toyota, and I drive 165-mile round trip a day. And with the gas prices that shot up here recently, it's cost me between $35 and $40 more a week, which in a month is equivalent to my water bill, my telephone bill, my cable bill, and my garbage pickup. So that's what it's costing me. But thank God that they do well for us. Now, your second question on the most beautiful women. I'll have to tell you that my wife would be number one.
Yay, that's nice.
And then secondly, right behind her would be all the lovely ladies on Megyn Kelly's Fox News program.
Yeah, Megyn Kelly's a very pretty and nice woman. I've met her a couple times. She's actually, in person, she's better looking than on camera.
Well, I love them all. They're all great. Of course, brains has a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
So another thing I'd like to tell you is earlier this week you had mentioned about the medical transcripts.
Uh-huh.
I'm totally opposed to it, as a lot of us are at work, because we think that that's going to lead to a total infringement on privacy, because you can't apply for anything without signing a waiver to where they're entitled to look at your medical records. So.
You know what, Charlie? I'm glad you said that, because I had this personally happen with my husband. He got something in the mail from, it was like Golden Rule United Healthcare, and it was so scary. We looked at the back of it, and we practically, they wanted permission to look through everything and then say we can just release the records wherever, and there's nothing wrong with them. He's perfectly healthy 38-year-old man, but it scared us. He said, why should they be able to just have that all out there, whatever it is?
Everybody's going to infringe on that right. That's why I think that people should want to keep their records private between them and their doctor.
I agree.
And on the last note, you talked last night about the deficit, the budget, and it kind of got comical for me, because I was sitting here and I thought that you would hit on it before, as I was thinking of it, but you talked about Barry Bonds in the episode with the court case. Well, I just recently read on one of the news programs, I don't know if it was Reuters or AP or what, that the trial for Barry Bonds cost between $50 and $60 million.
Yeah.
And then you brought up the fact about hospitals should be able to turn people away, all the illegals. And I'm thinking, well, why didn't we take the $50 or $60 million, put that into electrified razor wire from Texas, Brownsville, Texas, all the way through Utah, takes care of three problems just like that, and who really even cares what Barry Bonds did? You know,
Nobody cares, because how many other people were using steroids?
I would never play pro baseball, but when I go buy a ticket, I want to see a good game. If they want to ruin their bodies by juicing them up, that's okay with me. You know, I don't want to spend $50 million to put them through a trial. So
yeah, that was waste.
But that's, you know, I pretty much hit on all my keys, and I finally got to get through to you tonight, so.
Awesome. It was good, Charlie. I'm glad you saved it up. You're paying attention. You're a great caller. Thank you. Appreciate it. You have a great weekend. Your wife. I love that you said your wife would make your list. She would be number one. But what you said, going back to the Barry Bonds thing, it disgusts me, the players thinking of them getting into the Hall of Fame, being juiced. But what you said is what I heard from most sports fans when I was doing a sports talk show. They'd be like, well, who cares? If everybody else is doing it, then it's a level playing field, right? So if everyone in the locker room is doing it, they haven't been caught, or it wasn't initially illegal in the beginning, and all these other little things attached to that, whatever. But see, here's what the problem is. Barry Bonds, especially, because he was so jerky, he's not a great guy, Charlie. I mean, I think he still would have had a lot of home runs. He definitely was a good hitter. If you remember, he wasn't as big and beefy and all that stuff when he was, if you go back to his Pirate days, but he was also really young. I think he still would have had pretty gaudy numbers. Would they have been as big as they were? Would he have broken Hank Aaron's record? I don't know. Maybe not. But trying him and spending the money is touche. There is a very good point there. When you think of the money that's wasted, and you think of all that money to try him 8 years, it's one count. He's probably going to get slapped with an ankle bracelet and have home confinement for whatever length of time. And now prosecutors are actually saying they might still go after him again for the other counts. So then how much more are they going to spend to try him? And they're trying now, coming up here shortly, Roger Clemens. So it's going to be the same thing, trying him for lying to Congress. And who knows how long that trial takes and how much money's spent there. So excellent point on that. Excellent point. Brian in Missouri, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
You was asking why gas prices around the country was. In my part of Missouri right now, we're sitting at about $3.57 a gallon.
$3.57, so not as bad as some of the rest of us, like at $3.80 or $3.90 or, yeah.
But considering how far I have to drive to work every day, I basically, between the drive to work and back, I usually go through about 30. Today it costs $36, and that will probably run about 2 to 3 days.
Really? 2 to 3 days? How far do you go to work, Brian?
It's about 45 miles one way.
Oh, yes, yeah, so you're the average American, yeah. Or actually more.
Because I live out in basically the rural areas to where the nearest town that has a decent job is at least 30 miles away.
Wow. And so I bet you there's other people in your town or people in and around your area that are doing the same thing that you're doing.
Yes, and every time we notice gas prices going up, we notice that in the town that I live in, they'll go up quicker than 6 miles down the road. So we scramble 6 miles down the road to get it for 3, 4, 6, 10 cents cheaper. I've even seen as much as 20 cents cheaper in between jumps just between the 6 miles before.
Yeah, it's frustrating. And nobody, that's the thing. If it's $3, if we wind the clock back to where it's like $1.50, $1.60, not, you know, that's doable. But you jump it up, double that, and then go toward $4. Can you imagine what, Brian, what do you do if it goes up to $5, $6 a gallon?
I have no idea. I'm kind of trying to figure that part out now with what they're calling for this summer, because when everything's going up except for your paychecks, and it's either have gas to get to your job or not work at all. It's kind of, which do you do? Have everybody come after you because you can't get to work, or spend the money to get to work but yet not have the money to pay for anybody else?
Yeah. That's a tough one, because then going to work, putting all the money into the fuel, is how much is that really worth? But at the same time, yeah. I mean, it's tough. That's why people in places where they're not even in, you know, where they're in small towns like yours or bigger towns, that's why so many people are working 2 and 3 jobs, because they cannot stretch that one paycheck. Brian, have a great weekend. I'm going to leave everybody with this quote. I really like it. It was Wayne Gretzky who said, "You miss 100% of the shots you never take." Think about it.